Hey everyone, it's Mira Luca from the Cloud City Card Cantina podcast. Thought I'd just chime in and we can talk a little bit of Star Wars Card Trader. Biggest news of the day, I suppose, is the vintage. That's right, this week they dropped the 1500 count vintage. It was a Chewy. It's not a bad looking card. Sort of a little bit of a throwback to the original series. But 1500, it took a while to sell out. And nobody cares enough to trade for it. This really is the downer that unfortunately was predicted by the community. The fact that it is at the 1500 mark now just isn't doing the set any justice, and I think that it has put it to bed. Of course, there's going to be a couple of characters that they're going to throw in there that people are going to go nuts off, and you know, when your Bubbas and your Layers and whatnot. But this has really put a downer on the set. I think having it at a really top shelf status at 500 count was doing it absolute justice, and I'm sure that they were selling buckets of crystals. However, that's not the situation. They're selling for $1.50 on eBay, and people are just trading them for OE. Like, it's craziness. But that aside, we did get a new Battle of Naboo set. We thought the Naboo series was kind of done and dusted, but it's back. It's a two-variant series, 9 cards, 1 in 20 in crystal, no, not crystals, in credit packs to get the regular variant, and 1 in 15 to get the Jar Jar variant. It's got a quirky border, it is die-cut, and the Jar Jar version has nothing to do with Jar Jar, except it's got a little cartoon Jar Jar in the bottom left-hand corner, which is kind of cool. I really like this. I'm all in. I think I'll be trying to pick this one up every day. So I'm excited about that. We also got the Geo Native today, which is another interesting kind of set. It is a little cartoony. It's graphic. So if that's your thing, it's definitely worth a go. It's got credit options. You can get a guaranteed card in 125 credit packs. You also have your crystal options as well that come in a couple of different tiers. Now, there are special cards that you can get in these as well. So if you're going for the bigger packs, you've got the option to get the 1977 cards. Because there's a new series of those. But on top of that as well, there's also the Rebels versions of the insert that you can pack in the crystal packs. I think it's the 45 crystal packs for 1 in 100. So they're going to be a little harder to come by. Regardless of that, having fun in Star Wars Card Trader. There's lots of trades to be had. There's plenty of sets and there's plenty of stuff in credit packs as well. So we'll see you in the feed. Hey everyone, it's Mira Luca from the Cloud City Card Cantina podcast. Thought I'd just chime in and we can talk a little bit of Star Wars Card Trader. Biggest news of the day, I suppose, is the vintage. That's right, this week they dropped the 1500 count vintage. It was a Chewy. It's not a bad looking card. Sort of a little bit of a throwback to the original series. But 1500, it took a while to sell out. And nobody cares enough to trade for it. This really is the downer that unfortunately was predicted by the community. The fact that it is at the 1500 mark now just isn't doing the set any justice, and I think that it has put it to bed. Of course, there's going to be a couple of characters that they're going to throw in there that people are going to go nuts off, and you know, when your Bubbas and your Layers and whatnot. But this has really put a downer on the set. I think having it at a really top shelf status at 500 count was doing it absolute justice, and I'm sure that they were selling buckets of crystals. However, that's not the situation. They're selling for $1.50 on eBay, and people are just trading them for OE. Like, it's craziness. But that aside, we did get a new Battle of Naboo set. We thought the Naboo series was kind of done and dusted, but it's back. It's a two-variant series, 9 cards, 1-20 in crystal, no, not crystals, in credit packs to get the regular variant, and 1-15 to get the Jar Jar variant. It's got a quirky border, it is die cut, and the Jar Jar version has nothing to do with Jar Jar, except it's got a little cartoon Jar Jar in the bottom left-hand corner, which is kind of cool. I really like this, I'm all in, I think I'll be trying to pick this one up every day, so I'm excited about that. We also got the Geo Native today, which is another interesting kind of set. It is a little cartoony, it's graphic, so if that's your thing, it's definitely worth a go. It's got credit options. You can get a guaranteed card in 125 credit packs. You also have your crystal options as well. They come in a couple of different tiers. Now, there are special cards that you can get in these as well, so if you're going for the bigger packs, you've got the option to get the 1977 cards. Because there's a new series of those. But on top of that as well, there's also the Rebels versions of the insert that you can pack in the crystal packs. I think it's the 45 crystal packs for 1 in 100. So they're going to be a little harder to come by. Regardless of that, having fun in Star Wars Card Trader, there's lots of trades to be had. There's plenty of sets and there's plenty of stuff in credit packs as well. So we'll see you in the feed.